Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're tackling a topic that's relevant to just about everyone living fabulously on a budget. Let's get into it. Let's be real. The idea of living fabulously can often conjure up images of extravagant spending, designer labels, luxury vacations. So we've all been guilty of wanting to have that fabulous vacation, but I'm here to tell you that being fabulous isn't about how much money you spend. It's about how you choose to live. It's about cultivating joy, embracing creativity, and making the most of what you have. This episode is about showing you that you can absolutely live a fabulous life even with a tight budget. So we're going to explore the idea that true fabulousness comes from within. It's about confidence, self-expression, and a positive mindset. It's about appreciating the simple things and finding joy in everyday moments. It's about being real, raw, relevant, and about your financial situation and choosing to thrive regardless. So let's unpack what all of this means. So how can you cultivate a fabulous lifestyle without breaking the bank, without needing more Benjamin Franklin? So here is some practical advice and really great tips. And also my book, Fab on a Budget, is available at Barnes & Noble. Be sure to get your copy. So the first step is you want to embrace the power of free and low-cost activities. So there are so many ways to enjoy life without spending a lot of money. Explore things like local parks. I love Central Park. Go for hikes. Have picnics with friends. I've had several picnics at Central Park. Attend free community events. Visit museums. They often have free admissions, especially the art galleries. I love that too. Host different dinners with your family. Potlucks where they could bring a dish. Get creative with that. Now, when it comes to wardrobe, this is like challenging because most people feel that they have to have all of the designer clothes to look and feel fabulous. So I'm here to tell you that you don't need the designer labels. It's nice to have them. I like my designer labels, but I also have things that aren't designer, and I often get more compliments on those things than my designer labels. Like, for an example, I'm just going to put myself out there. So I have my classic black loafers that I used to have when I work in the city of Manhattan. I'm like, I'm not going to spend a lot of money on loafers to like walk around and do my commute when I worked in Manhattan. So I bought them. They're like so simple. They're so basic. They're not even designer. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, I love your loafers. And I'm like, they're so basic. They're just black loafers. I'm like, I love your loafers. Are those Gucci? And I'm like, no, these aren't Gucci. I've been asked that so many times. I'm like, no, these are just basic loafers. So it's really about your style and how you choose to present yourself. So due to the fact that I do have like designer and luxury, I know quality, I know style. So I don't necessarily have to have everything be designer, but I am able to mix and mingle things designer with non-designer. So it's all about how you can pull that off. Like, sometimes you may want to get a vintage piece. That's something that New Yorkers love to do. Vintage shops, consignment stores, for unique and affordable finds. Like, you ask people what they're wearing, you meet them out in Soho, they're going to be like, oh, this is vintage. I'm sure there's some YouTube videos on that, but seriously, that's how it's going down here. And everyone's dressed to the nine. They're dressed so fabulous. And they're like, oh, this is vintage. This is my dad's old leather jacket. Like, you'll be surprised. Like, you just have to understand that you don't have to always go straight for the designer labels. Like, that's awesome. But there's so many ways to like curate your designer closet without being like over the top. So that's something to keep in mind as far as savings when it comes to your wardrobe. Mix and match. Also too, getting a good sale. That's like so perfect. Like, if you find things, like if you shop off season, it's really cool. And you can save a lot that way. I actually buy like my winter coats and my winter wardrobe in the summertime, and everything is like 50, 60% off. Everyone's like, I love your coat. That's such a pretty color. And I'm like, 50% off, 80% off. Like, people were like so surprised. Like, I remember I had this coat. I think it was like $250 of New York and Company, and I got it for like $60. It was just a really good bargain. So you can look fabulous, you can have the best things, but you have to be mindful of how you're going about spending that, how you're, you know, investing in your signature pieces and your wardrobe. And also, most importantly, it's good to look nice, but you want to invest in experiences, not just things. So spending money on experiences like concerts, workshops, or travel, even local day trips. I love to travel. They can often bring you more lasting joy and fulfillment than buying material possessions. So keep that in mind. You definitely want to look for deals and discounts on those experiences and excursions. So prioritize your self-care on a budget. Taking care of yourself doesn't have to be extremely expensive. I know I always talk about going to the spa, but there's some times where you can enjoy a at-home spa day with like a DIY like face mask and relaxing baths, and just practice mindfulness and meditation. I'm always big on that. I meditate on my own, but I also do go take like yoga classes as well. So it's a blend. Focus on that. Focus on exercising regularly, what that looks like for you. Get enough sleep. These are all essentials of feeling fabulous as well, and they don't cost a thing. Like, getting rest, that's luxury. That's luxury. Like, when I'm well rested and I'm relaxed, I'm like, I take that back. I like to be well rested, but I also like my latte, my matcha latte. So let's talk about setting a budget. You definitely want to set a budget, a daily budget, and stick to it. And if you're not good at budgeting, and if you're all over the place with your budget, try to do this for 2 months and be consistent with just setting that budget. It's a crucial part of managing your finances and just avoiding unnecessary spending. Because if you don't have a budget, and if you don't have that list out, you will see that all of those little luxuries that you splurged on, they would definitely add up and just take up so much of your income, which is like, you don't want to do that. You want to create a realistic budget that aligns with your income and your expenses, and track your spending and identify areas where you can save money. Like, be honest with yourself when you're doing your expense tracker. And I also have a Fab on a Budget workbook that's available on Amazon. Get your copy if you need something to assist you with creating that daily budget and tracking your expenses. And that's critical, so you're not overspending and you have that money to invest in other areas that's going to make you more money. Also, focus on gratitude and appreciation. Big on that. Cultivating a sense of gratitude for what you already have can significantly enhance your sense of well-being and your overall happiness. So practice daily gratitude exercises and appreciation that simplifies and bring you joy in your life. So remember, being fabulous is not about keeping up with the Joneses. It's not about creating a lifestyle that's out of your means. It's about creating a lifestyle that you love, that's comfortable, in a budget, regardless of your financial circumstance. It's about finding joy in the present moment, appreciating the simple things, and expressing your authentic self. So I challenge you today to reflect and think of what is one small thing that you can do today to feel a little more fabulous without spending a lot of money. Maybe it's putting on your favorite outfit, listening to your favorite music, or spending time in nature. Take that action and embrace your inner fabulosity. So I just want to say thank you for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. And remember, you don't need a lot of money to live a fabulous life. You just need a little creativity, a positive mindset, and a willingness to embrace your authentic self.
All right, so are you ready to get your budget on?
I am definitely ready.
Okay, so this is going to be fun. Today, we're talking about budgeting, which can be kind of a scary word for some people.
Right.
But We are bringing in the expertise of Alicia Eads, who you heard from just a moment ago, and she's got a book called Fab on a Budget, and she's a personal development coach.
Yes, she is.
And so what I think is really cool is she kind of marries those two things together.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because I think a lot of times we think about budgeting as just dollars and cents.
Yeah, just cold, hard numbers.
Right, but there's a whole personal development piece to budgeting. And so I'm kind of curious how she approaches that.
Well, you know, that's what makes her perspective so unique and so valuable, because it really is about more than just the numbers. It's about understanding yourself and your goals and how money fits into that bigger picture.
Yeah, and I think that that clip that we heard from her kind of hit at that.
Yes, definitely.
And so tell me a little bit more about this concept of values-based budgeting.
Okay, so values-based budgeting is really all about aligning your spending with what's truly important to you.
Okay.
So it's not just about, you know, cutting back on lattes or, you know, being super frugal. It's about being intentional with your money.
Okay.
And making sure that your spending reflects your values.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like if your top value is financial security, you might prioritize saving and investing over, say, you know, frequent shopping sprees. Or if experiences are really important to you, you might allocate more of your budget to travel and less to material possessions.
Right. So it's not just about, you know, arbitrarily cutting back in certain categories. It's really thinking about, you know, what matters most to you, and then reflecting that in your budget.
Exactly. Exactly.
So how do you actually put this into practice? I mean, it's one thing to say, I value experiences or I value family time.
Right.
But how do you take that and translate it into, you know, actual budget decisions?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Alicia provides a really helpful framework in her book, and she suggests like creating a list of your top, you know, maybe five values, and then assigning like a percentage of your income to each value. So, you know, for instance, if family time is a top value, you might allocate 20% of your income to activities that support that, you know, like family vacations or dinners out.
Okay, so you're almost creating like budget categories based on your values.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and then you can, you know, track your spending in each category and make sure that you're staying within your allocated amounts.
That makes sense. Now, what about, and you know, yeah, I know people are probably out there thinking, well, what if my values change?
Right.
Or what if, you know, I thought I valued this thing and then it turns out I don't.
Yeah, absolutely. And Alicia addresses that in her book, you know, values can evolve over time. So it's important to kind of revisit your budget regularly and make adjustments as needed. It's not about setting rigid rules. It's about using your values as a guiding principle.
Right. I like that idea of it being a guiding principle.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, like setting it in stone and never changing it.
Exactly.
So this is really making me think about my own spending habits and, you know, maybe how I could be a little bit more intentional. So are there any other practical tips from Alicia's work that might help our listener kind of get started on this journey?
Yes, definitely. One thing that she really emphasizes is the importance of tracking your spending for a month or two, you know, to get a clear picture of where your money is actually going.
Yeah, that can be eye-opening.
Oh, it can be so eye-opening because, you know, we often have these ideas in our heads about where our money's going, but until you actually track it, you might be surprised.
Right, you don't know where the leaks are.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I think, you know, going back to the personal development piece of this, you know, sometimes we don't even want to look.
Oh, yeah, it can be scary.
But it's so important to actually track that and see where your money's going.
Absolutely. And once you have that data, you can start making, you know, conscious choices about how to align your spending with your values.
Yeah. Yeah. So I really like that. And you know, so it sounds like Alicia's approach is really about mindfulness, you know,
yeah,
both in terms of your values and your spending habits.
Yes, absolutely. Mindfulness and also self-compassion.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Because, you know, it's not about being perfect. It's about progress and learning along the way.
Right. And, you know, giving yourself grace if you mess up.
Absolutely. You know, we all make mistakes. We all have those moments where we, you know, maybe overspend or we make an impulse purchase, but it's about learning from those experiences and, you
yeah.
know, not beating yourself up about it.
Right. And I think that's so important because so many people get discouraged when they, you know, try to budget and then they mess up and they're like, well, I'm just bad with money.
Exactly.
Or I'm never going to be able to do this. And then they just give up.
Right. And that's why the self-compassion piece is so crucial. It's about saying, you know, okay, I made a mistake, but I'm going to learn from it. I'm going to keep going.
Yep.
And you can get better over time.
This has been such a great deep dive. I feel like I've learned a lot just in the last few minutes.
Me too.
And I think the key takeaway here is that budgeting doesn't have to be restrictive. You know, it doesn't have to be this thing that you dread. It can actually be a tool for creating a life that truly reflects what matters most to you.
I completely agree.
And so for you listening, I encourage you to reflect on your own values and how they might influence your budgeting approach. And if you want to explore this further, checking out Alicia Eads' work is a great next step.
Definitely.
Her book, Fab on a Budget, is a great resource. And she also offers coaching services.
She does.
But before we wrap up, I want to leave you with a final thought.
Okay.
If you could design a budget that perfectly reflected your values, what would it look like?
Oh, good question.
What would your spending priorities be? Keep that question in mind as you embark on your budgeting journey.
Yeah, that's a great one to think about.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This has been another deep dive.
It has.
We'll see you next time.